This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner here to work our way through the info from the day, the week, the month, the year, questions, answers. Well, yeah, maybe there's more questions than there are answers from time to time. Starting the hour with some good news, a high school soccer star and her sister reflected on their Nike deal. This is the story of Alyssa and Giselle Thompson, who are soccer stars. I never heard of them before, but I'm not a soccer fan. Do you
watch
soccer?
Well, they're high school athletes. Oh, I guess.
Oh, they're big-time high school athletes.
They're high school athletes, yeah. So this is kind of breaking the stigma of that it always has to be the professional athletes, the quote-unquote adults. And they're saying that this is great for them and also other, like, little girls who they can have somebody to look up to that's a little bit closer in age, where it's kind of like, keep at it, keep doing things, and you can even go further. So they've benefited from the women who came before them, the professional athletes, and they even acknowledge that. And it's just one of those things of the forward momentum, I guess you would say. And their parents have even said they're competitive people. They raised their daughters to try out different sports, and it was never like, you're going to be absolutely great at this, and that's how you're going to make your living. It was just something for them to do and have fun, and they tried different ones, but it seemed like soccer was the one that just really took off.
So these girls have been approached by Nike. What does Nike get out of it? What, because they're good at something in high school, who really pays attention to girls this age and high school sports? What, I don't get why, how much notoriety can they possibly have?
Well, remember LeBron James, when he was a high school student, everybody even knew who he was, and he went straight. He didn't go to college because that was, at the time, you could immediately get into the NBA post-high school graduation if you were good enough, and he obviously was. But these two high school students, Nike enables the sneaker company, the purchaser, the signing of the deal. They can use their name, they can use their image, they can use their likeness in promos and advertisements. And this is something that a lot of people have been arguing on the college level of people shouldn't be able to make money off of these college athletes with video games and merchandise. And then the college students aren't getting any of this money. That's not fair. And so it also kind of goes, this is the first time that high school students are getting in on this and kind of trying to work to break that stigma that people should be able to make money if other people are making money off of them as well.
Well, I don't know. I just think there's too much emphasis on this kind of thing instead of just the sport. Okay, everybody wants to go into sports so they can become Nike spokespeople. That's not a good reason to go into any sport.
Well, no, I don't think that's what everybody's thinking, because look at student-athletes who are in college, and yes, they're high in their athletics, but they're also majoring other things, and most of them don't even think about going out for the pros.
Is it the parents who are so eager for their children to succeed in whatever level that they're the ones that go out and maybe
occasionally? Oh, I'm sure there are some parents that are living vicariously through their children and put a lot of pressure. But I think a lot of times, that doesn't go for everybody. A lot of times it is the student that is doing the sports because that's what they like to do. That's their hobby.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, let's hope that's it. That's how Brittany Griner gets started. She played in high school, right, and then college, and then became a pro. One of the forgotten American women who are in jail in Russia. The lady who's been there longer than Brittany Griner is the school teacher, Sarah, is it Krivniak? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested at the airport for trying to flee abuse charges. This is crazy.
Absurd. Well, especially because it was a domestic dispute situation. Her story was that her partner at the time, they've obviously broken up, but her partner at the time was drunk and being a little bit abusive towards her, like, charged her, and she, in self-defense, grabbed a knife, and she made a small scratch, I think on his nose or somewhere on his face, and during the time of questioning, he was still drunk, he was angry, and he said all of these things against her. She's arrested, and then he comes back after he sobers up, and he's like, my life was never in danger. You know, I was angry, he took back everything he said. However, the damage had already been done. She's arrested. She's let out on probation. She's told not to leave. She goes to the U.S. Embassy and talks to officials. And apparently they did the research and they never had word that she was not supposed to leave. And they worked with her to get her plane tickets. She's taken to the airport. She goes to get on the plane and then she's apprehended by Russian authorities.
Amazing.
And now has been in jail ever since. And it's just...
She was released on bail after agreeing in writing that she wouldn't leave Moscow and would demonstrate good behavior until her trial.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have nothing better to do in Russia than chase...
And of course, fearing trial, she went to the U.S. Embassy to ask what her actual options were.
Leave. So the American Embassy didn't do all it should have. They should have guarded her. They should have protected her. After all, what the heck is the American Embassy for but to help and protect and serve Americans who are in foreign countries? What are they there for? So that's a real black eye, as far as I can see, on the U.S. Embassy. Should have protected this woman. And I don't know what they could have done for Brittany Griner. I don't know enough about that story. But this story, I think, is pretty clear-cut. Why wouldn't they stay with her and make sure that she got out of the country safely? Sort of reminds me of that movie that Ben Affleck was in. What was the name of that? It was...
Was it Argo?
Argo. That's right. Yeah, the cartoon thing. They got out on their own, but there were a bunch of them together working on it. She's all by herself. The American Embassy should have done more than they did. That's what they're there for. Period. End of story. Speaking of the plight of young women, the story about this 12-year-old young girl who chewed through her restraints, breaking the braces on her teeth to escape the captivity. Remember the story from last week? She was in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And she was able to lead authorities to two victims, two bodies.
Her mother and her brother were killed by the boyfriend of the mother. This guy must be a beauty. Jose Paulino Pascal Reyes. That's how you pronounce the name. Kept this young girl in a drug state. Got her liquored up. And so she managed to escape, and she was found walking on a road. Some guy picked her up, and then she told the story about what happened to her mother and to her brother. And I think haven't they gotten this guy, Jose? He's been charged with kidnapping, two counts of murder.
Yeah,
people.
It's just, yeah.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The Supreme Court. Looking like the most powerful part of our government these days, don't you think? There are three branches, legislative, executive, and judicial, all supposed to be equal in the eyes of the country, in the eyes of the law. But I don't feel that way, frankly. I feel the Supreme Court has taken a lot of the oxygen out of the room unnecessarily. It almost seems like they're trying, or at least some members are trying for a power grab. And then you think about the idea that the power is supposed to be with the people, but yet in this circumstance, there are three or four people who have all the power. Look at how the votes of those in those circumstances had affected our lives in this country in the last few months. Think about it. They had much more impact than the legislative body. Certainly a lot more impact than the executive body, because executive body at the moment doesn't seem like it's doing much of anything. So is that what the founders intended? I don't think it is. I think they talk about equality. Not one of the branches having a dominant role in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And you can't tell what the future holds. How were our founding fathers ever to know where society would be in 2022?
It's like gun control.
There's no possible way.
The Second Amendment. That's That's why I say
automatic weapons didn't exist then.
No. People scream at me. I'll get now at least a dozen, 12, 14 email from people who will say to me, you don't understand the Constitution. You're a traitor. You're not a patriot. We have the Second Amendment. You know, all of this stuff, the flapperoonies among us just keep on the same thing. It's the same with Roe Wade. It's the same argument. It's the same stuff. So then you can say to me, why are you talking about it? Only because I made an observation about, after thinking it through, looking at what we're supposed to have equal three different bodies of government. And the Supreme Court, it's not equal at the moment. And that's the problem. So what do we do about it? That's a big problem. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, then you have stories of where a shooter was killed by a civilian, a law-abiding, gun-carrying civilian, who happened to be in the right place at the right time that took that shooter out. And
that was the right move.
You have all the different stories from different sides.
Yeah, but, you know, there's all the apprehension now, and some of the news media outlets are trying to whip up a lot more attention to this than perhaps it will get at the moment. But there do seem to be some concerns about the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriages, whether or not that'll be okay, whether continuing to gay people get married. I don't see that as any of my business, your business, the court's business, nobody's business. And how dare they, I guess, would be my question. It's none of your business what people are doing in their private lives. None of your business. And yet, here we are. Like, there weren't other very important things to deal with. Like, what's our relationship going to be going forward with the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians? And isn't there some way that all three of the bodies in our country, the three different levels of jurisdiction, could get together to sort of plan how we respond to the Chinese or to the Russians? I don't see that. What we're doing is fighting among ourselves, eating our young, as it were, which all the outsiders love seeing that. The Chinese, you don't think they love seeing us fight with each other about all of this stuff? They love it. They eat it up. Because it makes their job easier, because we're destroying ourselves. We're not making life better. We're destroying ourselves with all of this stuff. It just is really, maybe we have it too good here. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but I know you got to mind your own business when it comes to who marries who. 18 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusion supply. See store for details.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. How does the food bank in San Antonio interface with farmers' markets?
Well, we truly believe that the barriers to nutrition is income, geography, education, and commerce, right?
Yep.
So farmers market have this incredible way of getting local, creating access to healthy food.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now here on the D for Doug Good Day program. Jay Kushner and the Dougster looking at celebrity moments, little dirt. Good day. Let's see here. Facebook and Instagram we're following, Twitter stuff. Kenny Chesney has been all over the place this week saying that he was devastated after that woman died in the escalator. That happened.
Yeah, escalator accident.
He's in Denver.
On a summer tour and he was performing and she was kind of sitting on this railing area and just fell over at the stadium.
Yeah. Couldn't have, I don't know how you, other than her not being there, she shouldn't have been there, how you would have eliminated that. In a moment, Lolo Jones, the bobsledder from the Olympics, is turning 39, and she wants to do something to her body that a lot of people at that age would say, no, you're too old. I'll get to that after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Oh, what's going on?
What would you do this with Lolo Jones is preparing her body? Would you?
Yeah,
you're
if I
the
need
same
to.
Age. You're the same age as she is, right?
Yeah, I'm just a couple years younger, but definitely getting there. And for females, it's so much different than what males go through, where males can still father a child well into what their 80s, even.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
females,
as long as they can do as long as they're not shooting blanks.
Numbered. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so she is 39. She is what, a week and a half, 2 weeks away from turning 40, and she wanted to freeze her eggs back in her early 30s, but kept thinking, you know what, I will meet my husband and everything, and then 10 years goes by, and she hasn't, and she's feels like she's running out of time to start a family of her own, so she's turning to IVF.
Well, it works for some people. It worked for my daughter, and somebody who's a friend of mine that is about the same age as my daughter, who couldn't have, she only has one ovary, right? Don't you normally have two?
Mm-hmm.
You have two, but she had one taken out, and it still worked. But you know, it's tricky and it's expensive. So, but she says she doesn't want to wait. Yeah, she doesn't want to wait for her husband. Wait until her. Okay, so yeah. Listen, I was talking about David Crosby earlier. He helped a couple of women out in that department. And it's, you know, it's a very interesting and a very serious process and a very serious commitment to make, especially if you're going to be on your own. So, at any rate, wish her good luck. I hope it works out well for her and even better for the child-to-be, as it were. Here we are, 28 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the dollar dragging downward during this recession, it also affects other ally countries. The United Kingdom Central Bank raised its key interest rate by a half percentage point Thursday, the largest single step in more than a quarter century. The Chinese military launched the live fire drills around the island of Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered Beijing by visiting our ally. It brings into clear perspective who the Chinese really are and their intentions. In what's shaping up to be a clean sweep in Arizona, 11 of President Trump's 12 endorsed candidates won primaries for the U.S. Senate, Secretary of State, Congress, State House, and State Senate.
Do what you have to do to get him in. You'll see a big difference.
Trump's pick for governor in Arizona, Carrie Lake, came in way late because Arizona continues to have problems counting ballots. We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As the United States takes out Al-Qaeda's top leader this week in Kabul, Afghanistan, one fact became clear. The disastrous departure from Afghanistan by the Biden administration has made Afghanistan unsafe for its people and the United States. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, the Republican from Oklahoma, on Newsmax.
We knew for a fact, all of us that have been to Afghanistan knew for a fact that Al-Qaeda was simply going to backfill. I don't care what the administration was saying. I don't care what Secretary Blinken was saying, what Secretary Austin was saying, or what Joe Biden was saying. They got a good relationship with the Taliban that said they're not going to allow them to come in. I don't care what the circumstances are. They're terrorist organizations, and they're permissible to not tell the truth. They're going to go out there and say whatever they want to appease whatever audience they're talking about.
Pennsylvania senatorial candidate Dr. Oz on Fox News is talking about his Democrat counterpart, John Fetterman, in November's election.
Well, Fetterman's a fraud. I'm actually in Pittsburgh now, which is close to where he's currently living, although he's not from here originally, and they know it. And they tell me all the time how much they dislike him. He was supported by his parents until he was elected as lieutenant governor 4 years ago. He lived on handouts without paying his taxes correctly, by the way. And yet he's raising taxes right now, advocating for that on the working class, after pushing for reckless spending programs and, you know, creating all this inflation. And he's a rubber stamp for Joe Biden.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Scientists doing a survey of a microorganism over in Scotland have found a new DNA strain of fungi. Right? Is that how you say the plural of fungus is fungi?
Fungi.
I want to say that. Fungi. I have said that to a couple of people. Hey, fungi. And they don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Did you just call me a mushroom?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still haven't trained him, Jay, to not say get.
Get her done.
Get her on. That's our Southerner, James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. I'm Doug Steffen in my studio on the farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Jay Kirshner is here from her studio in Cleveland, Ohio, which is the hotbed of activity when it comes to broadcasting. She's in the right place. Just the energy in that room, Jay. All the things that happen there
the
to move
stories
forward.
These walls could tell. The meetings
right.
These walls have heard.
Right. That's it. Okay, so here's some good news about a tooth. Let's see how this works. Let's follow this one. There's some DNA that was found from a tooth that confirms those wild ponies that are off the coast of Maryland on that island are hundreds and hundreds of years old. Actually, the DNA from a tooth, 16th century tooth. This is the tooth of a human or the tooth of a horse? That's what I...
The tooth of a horse, but it was mistaken as a tooth of a cow originally.
Cow teeth, take it from me. Cow teeth and horse teeth are two different kinds of teeth. The teeth of a horse are the bigger in the front, and that is, they're ugly. Man, they're ugly. Ugh, awful. Whereas cow teeth are kind of sweet. You know, everything about cows is sweet. Okay, so anyway, this they're going through this old colony doing an excavation, and they found this tooth, as you said, they thought it was a cow. But I don't get why this is so important. Who's been worried about this? Where these horses came? How'd the horses get on the island? I guess that's the question.
Well, and that's what they figured out. So it was always kind of rumored to be one storyline, and then they found out that narrative was in fact pretty true of a Spanish shipwreck, and the excavators were actually looking. They were doing something with cow bones and cow teeth, and they were analyzing ancient DNA recovered from them, and then they, as sifting through, they looked at it and they were like, wait a second, this one is not like the rest. And then they looked further into that one, and they were studying something completely different when they made this finding.
Huh. All right. Well, wait a minute. Here's another finding from another shipwreck. This time it's lost. See, this is much better. Who wants to find a tooth when you can find lost jewels, right? Doubloons. A huge ship that was part of a fleet sailing back to Spain from Cuba, loaded with royal consignments. There was a Spanish cargo that came from an area. The shipwreck was near the equator, off the coast of Ecuador. So now, apparently, there was a collision at sea, as near as one can tell.
Mm-hmm.
They hit a reef, this boat.
They hit the flagship.
It's called one the Mirabella.
One of the Mirabellas ended up colliding with its fleet's flagship, mm-hmm. and then hit the reef 30 minutes later and sunk completely,
bye-bye.
Leaving this trail of debris all along the floor.
Yep. So they found lots of Chinese porcelain, gold and silver coins. They discovered a silver sword handle that belonged to the soldier Don Martin de Aranda y Guzman. Yeah, like who knows who that is. At any rate, the three gold chains that they found, pendants worn by members of the Sacred Order of Santiago, which is a band of knights, members of the Columbus, the Knights of Columbus. The early Knights of Columbus. Anyway, so here's a bunch of stuff. The company that found it was licensed by the Bahamian government to explore this area specifically, and then to find, bring it up and look what we found. I'm sure it's worth a lot. Is there any number attached to how much all this stuff is worth?
Not at the moment, but it is going to be a very pretty penny. And it's going to be interesting where it all ends up. Does it go to a museum? Is it sold and auctioned off? What's happening?
Sold, American! Speaking of that, there's an auction plan, I don't know if you saw this or not, for space debris. You know, we've been talking a lot in the last few years, about all the stuff that's in space that's coming back down to Earth. Some of it, if we're lucky, some of it burns up in the atmosphere, but yet some of it falls to Earth, like the stuff from the Chinese spaceship. And now there's some debris from SpaceX.
Oh. That piece of the capsule crashed in a field. Australian farmer was off on one of the more remote areas of his farm and thought it was, a tree branch or something that fell. It was kind of sticking up, and he gets closer, and he's like, what?
Whoa. Yeah. So it looks like something out of a movie, right, when you see in Independence Day.
Or Men in Black or something.
Yeah.
Either way, Will Smith's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, that may be the only place he's going to get to go, the way he shot himself in the foot. Boy, that isn't it interesting how that the ramifications of that continue, the whole Will Smith thing at the Oscars, which was in April. Wasn't that first weekend of April? And people are still
talking about it. It feels like it just happened, and at the same time, like it happened years ago.
Yep.
But
yep.
I think he's going to end up working again. He'll probably have to take some time off, but yep. He's Will Smith. He's going to end up working again.
Back to Nancy Pelosi and her miscalculated trip to Taiwan. Chinese today launched a number of military drills and missiles around Taiwan. You know, it's really the other side of it is okay. So Nancy Pelosi is there, and who cares? Why is she there? Who knows? You know, she can give you all the schwerber she wants. But come on, the Chinese. What are they trying to prove, that they have one and she doesn't? I mean, that's about all it is, right? Mine is bigger than yours. It's such childish.
It's almost one of those, like, don't tell me how to live my life. You tell me I can't do something, I'm gonna do it.
Right. Yep. So I choose not to pay a lot of attention to that. What I am paying attention to is the vote this week in Kansas. On Tuesday, the primary in Kansas suggested something that a lot of, as you can imagine, people on the radio and television are analyzing. 65% of the voters in Kansas, the majority of voters, two-thirds of the voters, support abortion rights, according to this vote. And so there now are people who are trying to go around, and it seems that from the information that I've gleaned anyway, voters in most of the other states, 40 of the 50 states, also say by a pretty large majority they'd support abortion rights if there was a ballot initiative in their state. So, and it's interesting because mostly suburban Democrats and rural Republicans, this is in the state of Kansas, were on the same page with this. I find this very interesting, you know, how what I was saying about the Supreme Court being kind of out of control or doing things that are inappropriate or not necessary just because they want to, or just because, you know, they didn't have to take that up now. They didn't have to take it up at all. But they couldn't wait. You know, those three, they couldn't wait to tell people what they thought. Do it our way, or you're all wrong. So anyway, but the Republicans live in Kansas, for the most part, according to all the surveys that I've seen, supported this thing strongly, as did people who live in suburbia. So rural Kansas, suburban Kansas, and so how can we replicate that around the country is a question that people who are interested in rights, that's what they're trying to do. And I don't know, you know, you don't know until it gets on the ballot, but I bet you're going to see a lot of these things. And Trump said, even himself, he thinks that this activity in the Supreme Court has hurt his party badly, maybe more so than even he has hurt the hurt the party. So see where it all shakes out.
I feel like really there's no party that's looking good right now.
Nope, except that third party that's being started by Andrew Yang and Christy Todd Whitman. That looks pretty interesting to me as far as that's concerned. So we see where it all goes and how it swings, if you will. In the real world, is it okay to leash your child? I perhaps ought to repeat that because, huh, what did he say? Is it okay to put your child on a leash? We will address that in a matter of moments here. 44 after the hour is something I want to address right now. The choice of having too much weight on your bones or having just the right amount of weight on your bones. You'd probably choose health, your own well-being, and actually how you look. You look better if you don't have a lot of fat in your body, unless the fat's in the right place. I don't know whether that goes for men or women. Maybe that's a sexist comment, Jay, but at any rate, I'm trying to get to the bottom line of how you can keep yourself in the shape that you want to be in. When you get down to it, don't you, for the most part, want to be healthy? Don't you want to feel good? Don't you want to look good? Way to do that is to lose the weight. If you put it on, let's shake it off. You can do that. If you've decided to make the move, you got to decide to do it, and you got to stick with it. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that is drug-free, stimulant-free, all-natural, natural ingredients made here in the United States, certified by the FDA, and independently tested every month for purity and quality. So this is the perfect supplement for people who don't want a lot of the jitters and stuff that comes from caffeine in some of these weight loss products. Nope. Pure and simple aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. And right now, the Dog Days of Summer sale is on. For those of you who want to participate in that and bulk up, if you will, in terms of having a large supply of the stuff so you can use it to keep the weight off, go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping, 90 days free, and a wonderful body and a healthy body. That's what you got. That's what you want. You'll get it. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo. People-friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Street Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, 48 after. So the question is it okay to leash your children?
It depends on who you ask. People have very strong opinions on this.
Right. So here's the story of Jordan Driscoll, who has been getting backlashed, if you will. He has a 5-year-old. Actually, he's got five year olds. So he puts a leash on them when they're out in public, because they want to run off and explore things, and got five kids. I can see how you could argue this.
Yeah,
the optics are not too good, though, right?
Well, prior to having a child, I was a big... I was very opinionated on the against side of, like, don't treat your child like a dog. Don't put them on a leash. Are you kidding me? Just why can't you teach them to hold your hand? Why can't you teach them to be a little bit more calm and behave? And now I have a 2-year-old, and I'm like, I totally get it.
Whoops.
Brilliant. I have one. He has 5 5-year-olds, and kids want autonomy. They want to explore. They want to be in control of things. And you go to a crowded place, and especially not even just one, but having 5 where they're probably going all different directions. He and his wife have a 6-seat stroller, but 5-year-olds don't want to be in a stroller, and it's both.
No. There you go. That's the answer. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Left after listening to this. That'd be cool. All right, this is from the acclaimed daytime soap opera, The Days of Our Lives. You watch soap operas, Jay? Come on, fess up. Jay's not hearing me either, so nobody's hearing me.
Yeah, me and my back. Do you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
I grew up, I loved watching Days of Our Lives. That was pretty much the only one I would watch. And then I stopped for decades. And I actually caught a few episodes, I want to say late last year. But it'll always be iconic, that phrase. These are the days,
the days of our lives. Like there's the beginning of one of the soap operas had an hourglass. Which one was that?
That was Days of Our Lives.
It was Days of Our Lives. Okay. Then there was General Hospital. A lot of actors. Isn't that where George Clooney got started? I think he was in General Hospital.
No, ER.
I know he was on ER.
No, but he was in a daytime soap chucker before he was on ER. George Clooney was
might be right. I know we did Facts of Life on NBC, had a part on that, and then Downton ER became a major star. But the reason we play that theme song, after 57 years on NBC... Days of Our Lives will move to the Peacock Network exclusively to be streamed starting September 12th.
Okay.
Current viewership, about 1.8 million viewers a day.
All right. So what are they going to put on NBC at that time of the day that's going to get more viewers? I'd be very curious to figure out what network brass are thinking about replacing
it. Probably another talk show.
No, I heard they're going to. I heard they're going to do some sort of news program that they want to up their news content, and they're going to feed it into that time slot.
We need more news that's irrelevant to everybody. That's what we need.
You know, it's interesting. When I remember this 20-something years ago when the O.J. Simpson trial took place, that really threw the soap opera formula out of whack, because so many people were conditioned that sat home and watched these soap operas, and they bumped soap operas for like 8 months to do the O.J. Simpson trial, right. And people got out of the habit, and then that sort of eroded some of the popularity, and a lot of them went off the air, but CBS still has Young and the Restless, which gets like 3.5 million viewers a day.
Oh, really?
The Bold and the Beautiful, and also General Hospital is pretty popular still on ABC, over 3 million viewers.
Listen to Chuck,
Jay.
He really knows about his daytime soaps. Wow.
Well, I used to watch, when I was a kid with my mother, I used to watch Days of Our Lives, and then when I met my wife, we watched All My Children for a long time.
It's actually a good bonding experience.
Michael B. Jordan and Amanda Seyfried started on All My Children. I remember watching them when it was the summer season. Yeah.
Good for them. All right, next up, the Joker is set to return on October 4th in 2024. I think we started talking about this. Joaquin Phoenix is the bad guy. But why are they waiting until...
They're bringing Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn. So, I mean, there's reports are going to turn into a musical, which seems bizarre. But I have to tell you, the original Joker, which came out 2 years ago, which Phoenix won an Oscar for Best Actor, my opinion, one of the best films made in the last 20 years.
Connection here is clear. Bradley Cooper is a producer, or the producer, of The Joker. And there's why you got Gaga there, because the two of them are close, and Cooper says, okay, let's bring Gaga in for this role. That's what that's all about. Bing, bang, boom.
Listen, I think she's a tremendous talent. She's a really good actor.
I agree.
It's a good fit, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. I see that Ron Howard is talking about how difficult some of the things in his career have been. He's really a good director, Backdraft,
sure.
Rush, Cinderella Man. But he says that Far and Away with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise was the toughest thing that he did. That land race that took place in 1893 was hard for them. He said 100,000 people took part in the race. All those extras, can you imagine?
That would never happen now. They use a computer. They use about 10 people, and then use a computer to make the other the rest of them. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yep. All right, you got 30 seconds. What else?
Other than that, a lot of talk about HBO Max. There's reports that there's a possibility this new Warner Brothers regime could completely take the axe to the whole streaming network. They just want to do now, supposedly, a lot of theatrical films and to disband a lot of what their streaming product will be going forward.
Put them in the theaters. Hooray! All right, Chuck, thank you for being here. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.